Horror Stories Podcast. Hola, muchachos. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories Podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Normally you're going to hear one of my stories on this feed, but it's Sunday, and time for the weekly challenge. That's where I post a topic, and then you send in a story based in that topic. I gather them all up in this editing program on this fancy little laptop, ramble a little bit in between as if I've come off my meds, and post the resulting catastrophe for your enjoyment and pleasure. This week, it's week number 216. Good Lord, that's not pie! And motion. The music in the background you're hearing, is this something I grabbed from somewhere? However, you can get really good music for your podcast at GuyDavid.com. From Guy David. Who else? We've got a fun batch of stories on the topic, so let's hear them in the order that I received them. First up, it's Zachman.
Kevin, a pure-hearted and naive young man, went to an inn that was famous for its great food. Although Kevin had not been told, it was also famous for being a brothel. Kevin had received his food, and when the waitress walked away, he noticed she looked like art in motion. Kevin was pure of heart, but still a man. The waitress asked Kevin if he wanted to join her in another room for dessert, which he thought an odd custom. She closed the door behind them. Soon you could hear Kevin say, "Good Lord, that's not pie."
Tom Snyder voice ready. That's a good one, Zach. Man, whew, now I want to have pie for breakfast. Sorry. Oh, man, what a day. What a day. Thank you, Zach, man. All right, let's see who's next up in this parade. It's TJ. You know, I'm thinking he might be from Idaho, but I could be mistaken.
Hi, this is TJ. I am from North Dakota, where recently a massive spill at a wind farm led to serious loss of hat. And this is Myrna. Myrna, God bless her, has not held up well. A stroke at 70 and a second at 83 had no effect on her passion for baking, but left her judgment seriously impaired. Her contributions to the church social had dipped from ooh to ooh. Her latest efforts, well, the pale top crust suggested to Sylvia that Myrna had forgotten to turn her oven on, but there was motion, and then one, then two waving antenna peeking through. Good Lord, Sylvia crossed herself, that's not pie. As Myrna burbled, "Who wants to try my cricket pie?"
Some more, darling. She's got lots of charm. She's shaking me up hard. The neighborhood insects have play up.
Featuring Fargo-based a cappella group The Blenders and their song Aunt Sue's Aunt Soup.
That's Blender Chainment.
Enjoy.
Cool. You know, I'm starting to like this whole featuring music from various performers and artists. Or artists and performers. Or, in the rare case, a performer-artist. Thank you, TJ. That's cool. I'm starting to get into this thing. And I know not to eat Myrna's pie. Next up, it's the return of Brad. Now, you may not remember Brad, but I do. I remember each and every one of you as if you're my own children, or you're like a tissue-type match and I need a new kidney. We'll talk about that later. But first, here's Brad.
Hey there, everybody. This is Brad, and it's been a little while since I've done one of these before. Well, I did them before, but I'm just saying it's been a while since I've done one before today. Anyhow, whatever. Here it is. I'm just going to read it off, so we'll just go with that. She was a grand ship, a three-master, and being a son of a sailor, I was ready for the adventure. I was up in the rigging as she went out into the bay. It is one of those moments I won't forget. Fair skies and steady wind. So, what you doing here? Storm hit us outside the bay. Found out I have motion sickness. At least ye able to serve up some grub. I guess. So, did you save room for dessert? Aye. Give me the house special. Here you go. Good lord, that's not pie. Okay, that's it. That's all you got. All right.
What do you think it was? Put your guesses in the comments, in the show notes. I'm not too sure where the show notes are. I'm making them right now. Thank you, Brad, and welcome back. And hopefully, you won't vanish like all the other people that I welcome back. Maybe I should make a habit of saying, oh, you again. But I won't do that. Because I like stories, and I like people. Wait, hold on, I'm getting a question here. Oh. You know, this is what I've got my avatar camping out at a place with a lucky letter board. I know I would buy the thing, but they don't have it for sale. It's something cool, and I just want it. So I can do the podcast while doing this. I'm not distracted at all. What, huh? Oh, Steven the Nuclear Man. You've got a story for it. How about I play, and then I go, come on, change letter, change letter, change letter.
Steven the Nuclear Man here. I'm just going to say, make of my neuroses what you will. I pay good money to a therapist. I'm tired of only getting the scraps and leavings of your affection. She threw his dessert on the table hard enough for the saucer to ring. He looked up from his laptop, brow furrowed. That's not pie. What is that? Leftovers, she said. It's symbolic. He pushed the plate away, turning back to his computer. She blurred into motion, knocking him and the laptop to the ground, dinner's steak knife dripping with A1 at his throat. You've been starving me of affection, she said. The knife pressed into his skin. And I'm hungry. He didn't feel the first bite.
Thank you, Stephen. That's only slightly demented. Okay, I give up. It's horribly, horribly demented. I like horribly demented. Damn it! There are two lucky boards next to each other, and, like, the other one keeps going C, 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 and this other one is, like, H. I already got Harper in here to get one of these because I knew that she would like it. You know, I'm a nice guy. I admit it. Okay, I give up. And, like, here, I'm looking. Harold and Holocluck. Oh, yeah, I can see Harold the Barrel with one of these. Uh-huh. But if I were to see, like, oh, I don't know, Kay, I would say, hey, Corey, I'm at a lucky board. And it's, like, really cool. Or, like, L, Luna, hey, you need this. But, you know, these other folks, I don't think they'd want it. If I see a W, I'll tell Wiesel, and if I see a T, I'll tell Timmery. Maybe I'll tell Doc if there's, like, a D. You see, that's the great thing about having friends. You can give them all the stuff that you're obsessing on and can't get. It's sort of like a gift, except it doesn't cost you a thing, except your time. Next up is Jeffrey, formerly of Great Heights and now with Flying Island Press. Let's see what he's got this week.
Hello, this is Jeffrey Height, and this is my entry for the 100-word story contest, number 216, with the topic of, Good Lord, that's not pie. Honestly, I was trying to figure out if I could do this mathematically, because that just sounded really funny, but anyway, I call this one The Mistake. It was a rather grim scene, but I knew there was nothing to do but dive in. All right, Bubbles, what happened?
Binky's hand was in motion before we could stop him. Before we knew it, it was sailing through the air. Then everything slowed down like it was slow motion. There was nothing we could do about it but watch. It wasn't until halfway there that we realized there'd been a mistake. Good Lord, that's not pie, I screamed.
She stared at the brick on the floor, next to the deceased Mr. Bezo. I want to say a special thank you to Susie the Southern Geek. She does a really great podcast, How to Grow Your Geek, and it's a great podcast about families and kids. And you can find it at howtogrowyourgeek.com. Thank you very much, Susie, for your help. And, yeah, I think that's about it.
Thank you, Jeffrey. And you know what? Something that I mention on Merciless Storytellers might be of help, and that is, if you ever have a female part in a story, get a female to read it. Give it a try. And you know what? It doesn't hurt to ask or put out the word, hey, I need someone to record this. People like recording things for other people. Except for me. I don't like to. I'm not a whore like that. I've never done that before, ever. Okay, maybe I have. Next story is by Justin, and let's see what he's got here. It sounds like it's going to be creepy.
Space Turtle! Justin Lumister here with my 100-word story. I used somebody else's characters for this story. Without permission, completely against their will. Not really. That's a joke if you know what I'm talking about. If you listen to The Frequency of Fear, I borrowed Dr. Despicable for this one. And a few other people who are unnamed. But here we go. Check out Frequency of Fear. Excuse me. At frequencyoffear.com. It's a audio drama of new stuff. That's hilarious, as well as old-time radio. And it's usually either really good old-time radio or specifically really terrible. Like some old Flash Gordon he played once was awful. But it was supposed to be. That's how he played it. Well, it was supposed to be awful, but he played it specifically because it was awful. Anyways, I'm going to just read my story. And thanks to Stuart, who sent a few stories here for telling me parts of it sucked so I could rewrite it. Dr. Despicable gazed into the cavern. He heard from a fellow villain there was a cache of pies inside. The swirling shadows were terrifying, and he didn't want to go in, but he'd had to have pie. All alone, Despicable entered. Each step plunged him further into darkness. But smell alone led him to the pie. Finding it on a cart, he pushed it back into the light. He pulled off the sheet that covered it to reveal some detectives and a dog stained with cherry filling. He'd have eaten pie if it wasn't for those darn kids. Funny noise at the end.
Wait. How did you end that one? Thanks, Justin. You know, it's cool when folks start getting their own opening and closing taglines. That's just cool. God damn it, this board has had an O the past four times. Ugh, Christ. Oh well, I'm still going to obsess on it. While I'm obsessing on it, you go ahead and listen yourself to some Norval Joe. Mmm, goodness.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 216. With the prompt of, good lord, that's not my pie, and motion. So here's my story. With the unified motion, like Moses parting the Red Sea, the crowd separated, leaving a clear view of the judge. A wave of his hand, he silenced the anxious audience. He spoke, by appearance, texture, and aroma, we have narrowed the field to just two pies. Each of the five judges will now sample them and vote. He smiled. As a note, the final two contestants are twin sisters, heiresses to their family fortune. A single bite of the first pie and all five judges were dead. The two women said as one, my lord, that's not my pie. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
We all know that when you have twins, one should cook and one should clean. And it looks like they cleaned up. Thank you, Norval Joe. Last and least, it's time for Planet Z.
When integrated with your auto pantry and cyber fridge, the Magic in Motion Robotic Chef is the solution to all your culinary needs. We highly recommend the service package so that everything you need is automatically ordered and delivered with our zero emissions supply vehicle systems. And by connecting to FoodNet, you would be able to participate in neighborhood social dinners, broadcasting and receiving news of meals being prepared in the area by your friends. Invite yourself over or open the door for others. In the case of barcode misscans, laugh it up by submitting errors to goodlordthatsnotpie.com.
And there you have it, a whole bunch of stories about good lord, that's not pie, and motion. Now, if you had a hard time understanding all of that, the text for each story is available in the show notes at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Hey, you could take all those stories and perform them in front of your friends, share them at the water cooler, or use them in your testimony to keep from getting put in jail. There's also a poll on that site where you can choose your favorites. That way, people know that you love them or that you hate them. I'd advise that you vote anonymously because there can be violent people out there. Oh, there's also links to people's sites so you can learn more about them. Or, in the case of me, do you really want to learn more about me? I don't think so. The music in the background here is by Guy David. As I told you, it's at GuyDavid.com. Go there. Now. Stop what you're doing. Please. Okay, some podcast business. I just set up 100-word stories on Twitter. That's so that I can let you know when I received your stories. Or, if I'm lazy, I skip that part entirely and then on Sunday say, whoops, I should have done that. Also, I hope to use that for announcing various 100-word stories things, such as new topics, other flash fiction writing sites, other things that you're doing that you tell me, hey, can you let folks know? And when you see announcement for the next topic, you know it's too late to send in a story. That's for you people that are working on this crap at 4 in the morning on Sunday. The next topic will be the elephant in the room. Keep in mind that Escape Pod Flash Fiction Contest is still going on. Go to their forums. Flying Island Press and Great Heights and Merciless Storytellers are still looking for stories. And when's World Builders going to get up and running? Oh, and finally, the Dribblecast is always looking for stories. Go to the Dribblecast forums. Just watch out for Norm Sherman. He has roaming hands. Thank you for listening and sending in your stories. And, as always, keep it brief. Closing.